And now this is a dictation for Clara, C-L-A-R-A, Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, April 2nd, 33. Address as a letter to Dr. Ginu, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Ginu, follow up for Mrs. Hoffman, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, a small kidney on the left side, the last visit in August, no hospital emergency room visit, weight appetite is stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, no nocturne incontinence, minimal edema, no claudication symptoms, no ulcer cellulitis, denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no syncope, no oxygen, no localized pain. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight Norvasc HCTC. Coric is new for blood pressure. Antidepressant Effexor is new. Next paragraph, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, teleconference, normal speech, blood pressure 145/73. Next number, chemistry is creatinine 1.2, actually improved. She was running 1.5 to 1.7. This is from February, GFR 43, stage 3. A low sodium 132, which is chronic, a normal potassium acid base, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 is stable over time. Next number, a small kidney. Prior asymmetry of the kidneys. However, the most recent ultrasound appears to be equivalent and nothing to suggest renal artery stenosis. Next number, chronically low sodium. We discuss this represents fluid intake and probably the effect of HCTC. Drink when thirsty. Do not necessarily go a certain higher amount. Next number, edema, likely Norvasc a factor. Next number, hypertension, fair control. Next number, antidepressant Effexor. Watch for exacerbation of hypertension. Next number, very mild anemia without external bleeding, does not require treatment. All issues discussed with the patient, come back in 6 months.